This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on a Friday morning. Tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet, streaming online and on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, as it always does, listening to our program right now, whenever and wherever you are, around the country and around the world, too. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. And, oh, yeah, big-time snowstorm, and all the snowplow drivers, all of the sander drivers, a special shout-out for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now this Friday morning, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got so much news going on right now. Obviously, the big story that everybody's trying to make the big story is about the impeachment going to the Senate, and who's going to do this, and who's going to do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the only thing I'm going to say about that for the most part right now is I'm going to play Mitch McConnell, and we can listen to Mitch and hear what he has to say, and that'll take care of that because there's much more important news going on.
House Democrats said over and over that they recognize the gravity and the seriousness of this action. And, of course, they had only come to it reluctantly. Well, nothing says seriousness and sobriety like handing out souvenirs. As though this were a happy bill signing instead of the gravest process in our Constitution. This final display neatly distilled the House's entire partisan process into one perfect visual. It was transparently partisan performance from beginning to end. That's why they sped through a slapdash inquiry in 12 weeks when previous presidential impeachments came after months, if not years, of investigations and hearings.
Well, one thing about it, Kyle, we can certainly say that whatever it is that the House has done, it can't be changed now. It can't be added to now. And regardless of how much the Democratic folks want to have this witness and that witness, and we want to call these people that we didn't call during the House, and we want to call them now and all that, they can't do it.
Well, they really can't, and in the very fact that they want to shows that, well, maybe this isn't an open and shut case. Maybe Adam Schiff didn't really, you know, hit the nail on the head here.
Wait a minute, hold. It isn't a case. It just isn't a case. There's no crime. There's no nothing.
Well, of course.
It's all hearsay.
Of course not. But to hear the Democrats tell it, they think that they've got the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress and these kinds of things. They try to make it sound very serious.
Well, this new guy that's just popped out there, whatever the hell his name is, Prav or something like that.
Yeah.
He is a liar. He is a thief. He is a crook. He is a criminal back in the Ukraine. The foreign minister of Ukraine yesterday said, don't believe anything this guy says. He's lied and he's done all sorts of things here in our country that just are not right. He's not a credible person. Do not believe him.
Well, exactly. And here's the thing, though, but he's become the new media darling, basically.
It's because it's more hearsay.
Exactly. And hearsay. The media people can make something out of this because they're trying to gin up another big controversy out of this, another big, you know, look what's coming down the pike here. But it's going to be more of the same. He's going to go the way of the dodo. You watch, Captain. He'll do exactly the same thing as all these other people that were supposedly, the smoking gun, about the Trump administration or anything like that. It's just not going to happen. And something else, too, Captain, I noticed, of course, when the senators were sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts, they were sworn in to be impartial. And then they all came up and signed the books, that they're going to be impartial. And I'm wondering how many Democrats, in the Senate can say, yeah, they're super impartial about this.
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee yesterday said that all of the presidential candidates need to recuse themselves immediately. Because they've been out on the campaign trail talking about this and giving their opinion.
That's right. And they benefit directly, if I recall what she was saying, they benefit directly from impeaching Donald Trump.
Yep.
it just bolsters their campaign. So, yeah, talk about doing things for political gain. Gee whiz, this is exactly it.
Yeah. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and that's about all we're going to say about impeachment. But the fact of the matter is they have no case. They have no facts. It's hearsay evidence. There is no crime. There is no nothing there. So consequently, they instead of, we're going to call witnesses, we're going to do this. Nope, all you got to do is take the vote and throw it out. And a significant vote. By the way, if this was significant, not just along party lines, but bipartisan, which we all believe it will be, and they were able to muster, say, close to 60 votes, it would send a clear and definitive message to the Democrats in the House. Well, you want to do this again? Look what's going to happen.
Exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with me. When we come back, there were 11 servicemen injured in those missile attacks at the Al-Asad Air Base. You didn't know that, did you? We'll tell you when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to The Captain's America. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, you just can't seem to get rid of it, maybe you've been taking some medication and that medication doesn't really seem to do much. It all it does is make you dizzy and groggy, and maybe it makes you tired when you shouldn't be, like it did me. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, how about trying something that's all natural, that's good for you, that'll help reduce the swelling and the inflammation, that'll help get rid of the pain? It's called Relief Factor. Now, you can try the Relief Factor Quick Start, just like I did 3 years and 10 months ago, and many other folks have done, and you can find out that relief is just a couple of weeks away, or maybe even sooner. Because what you'll do is you'll start out with the Relief Factor. You'll be taking the capsules in the little packets, 4 easy-to-swallow capsules in the 4 packets that come. You take 3 a day, 1 in the morning, 1 in the night, and 1 in the afternoon, rather, and 1 at night. It's pretty much you take them with your meals. That's what they suggest to begin with, so that it doesn't upset your stomach or anything like that. Because you can take this on an empty stomach, but it's not recommended. And the other thing is, you'll find out what all the rest of us have found out, and that is that the $19.95 3-week quick start is worth its weight in gold. You get $65 worth of the product for $19.95, and you get to start it and use it for 3 weeks and see how it's going to work. Now, the website you can go to is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little tutorial there, a little video tells you all about it, explains what's in the product that's in there that helps you. And again, it's not narcotic. There's nothing in there that's narcotic. And we've been told
that of the people that order the three-week quick start, 81% come back and reorder it. That's how good it's working for them. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We just heard from Terry in Nashville. He's saying it's 20 degrees up there. Terry, I got bad news for you. Off to the west of you is a major snowstorm coming your way, and it's all the way from the Canadian border right now all the way down into central Texas, and it's moving east. Now, some of it to the east is not very far away from where you're at. It's just one state over from you. So be advised, come in your direction, and this is a big-time storm. And Minnesota, my good friend up there tonight, George, I know that you're going to be busy. Winter storm warning for the entire state of Minnesota, most of Iowa, most of South Dakota, and most of Wisconsin right now is going to bear the brunt of that storm. Now, Kyle, 11 U.S. troops were treated for concussion injuries after the Iranian missile strikes at the Al-Asad Air Base. They were flown to Germany, is my understanding, to the base there in Ramstein, and out of an abundance of caution, they were transported there. And when they're deemed fit for duty, which they're not yet, the service members will return to Iraq following additional screening.
That's right. Yeah, they were at a place called Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. And right, as soon as they are able to return to duty, they will. And of course, this comes on the heels that on the night of the attacks, it was not apparent that there were any U.S. casualties whatsoever. But now we know that there were at least 11. And of course, this may even change the president's calculus in many ways of how he deals with Iran. Of course, we had a little bit of early warning. We tried to get our people out of harm's way, but still, this was not an attack that just blew up some stuff or landed far away. It actually did hurt some Americans. Fortunately, nobody was killed, and they're getting the medical treatment they need.
Well, the problem is when you're dealing with traumatic brain injury, which is what this is when you talk about concussions and explosion blasts and all that stuff, different people react differently. And under the stress of battle, the stress of combat and whatnot, when this was incoming, coming in, a lot of people probably just overlooked what it was that happened to them. But, you know, a day or so later, or even a few hours later, they had headaches and blinding, you know, their eyes were getting whiteouts and all that sort of stuff, which is what happens. That's all part of the indication. And they were treated for a concussion like symptoms. But, you know, some of this, as I say, could have been, which is why they were transported, traumatic brain injury. And you have to err on the side of caution.
Well, of course, yeah. And I've had some experience. I've known people who've gotten a concussion, particularly in sports. And it's a very long road sometimes. It affects different people different ways.
Right. Now, the other thing tonight, and boy, there's plenty of news going on, we have found out from the FBI and ICE and the Department of Education that there are multi investigations going on. We'll go with the first one, James Comey. James Comey is being investigated by the FBI for being the leaker leaking classified information to the media. Not just leaking information, but leaking classified information to the media.
Well, exactly. I mean, and of course, you know, we're really not surprised at all. But this is part of the house of cards that James Comey built, and the scrutiny that he's been under, of course, and the kind of persona that he's tried to project out there with the help, I should add, of many in the media, is going to come crashing down here pretty soon because he was involved evidently in some pretty serious business here.
Now, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, first-term congresswoman up in Minnesota, who now has four major challengers, not one, not two, not three, but four major highly qualified challengers, each one capable of defeating her. Now, she is involved in an investigation, number one, with the FBI for lying about her status, being married to her. And again, this is coming from what's his name there? Doggone it, the one that gets all this stuff. But anyway, it's coming from another source who went out and got Freedom of Information information on him and said that she had married her brother in an effort to get him into the country and then divorced him and then married some other guy for whatever reason. And she had not only lied about the status there, which is an immigration violation, but they had then gone on to get an education loan, school loan, and one of them, I guess it was the brother or maybe it was the husband, didn't use the money for the education, used the money for something different, and that's a fraud in itself. So now that's going on. So she's being investigated by the FBI, by ICE, and by the Department of Education.
Yeah, in any other circumstance, typically this would be a career-ending sort of,
They'd be forced to resign right off the bat.
Well, it exactly. And but Ilhan Omar, of course, as you mentioned, Captain, she's got these four very formidable challengers, and I would think that many of her constituents in her district in Minnesota are probably wondering, what has Ilhan Omar actually done as a congresswoman? What has she done other than use that as a platform to put to give her bizarre views on Israel and the Jews and so forth? It's really quite frustrating, I think, to folks who believe they were sending somebody to represent them in the Congress, but yet, you know, again, what can you point to anything that she's done that you would typically expect a member of Congress to do?
Well, yeah, and the other thing that we talked about yesterday briefly, we talked about the Virginia gun rights rally and the fact that the governor there had declared a state of emergency in the area of Richmond where they're going to have this rally. I guess it's called Freedom Square, and that was the only area in the state capital region that was left open for people to be able to carry guns, both open and concealed carry. However, he made a state of emergency declaration saying no guns in the area at all. Well, the gun rights groups that were there challenged the ruling yesterday in hopes of getting it overturned, and the judge sided with the governor. So guess what? No guns in that area, and that's the way it's going to be with their big rally coming Monday, where they believe they'll have several thousand people.
Well, right, and again, this was supposed to be a demonstration of the actual rights that the Virginia gun owners expect that they can exercise, and there's a lot of consternation as to why this seems to be pushing to the brink.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'm going to have our friend Kathy Curtis tell you how to call in if you want to call in and ask any questions. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday. As Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been in business for over 75 years, and they insure more than 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I will tell you that if you go to their website, type in your zip code, you'll get a couple of opportunities to do one of two things. Number one, find out who your local agent is so you can make an appointment with them and see what they can do for you. Or number two, you can get a quote, an online quote right there for the car you're driving, the home you own, the apartment you're renting, and some other things. Because your local Geico office, as well as Geico, the website, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Oh, yeah. How about that motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the snowmobile, the Sea-Doo that you're driving, the watercraft that you're driving there, too, because they can offer you help with that. And also, if you bundle it with homeowners and renters insurance from Geico, it'll save you some more money, which is what I do. I've got my homeowners and I've got my car insurance there. So check them out. Check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and see what they can do for you. And maybe they can save you money like they have me. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back again with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Richard the Marine just chimed in and said, all is well tonight up there in Oregon. No more snow to play with, and things have calmed up. down, and I get that, Richard, because off to the east of you, that's where everything went, and it's going going further east, by the way, as we mentioned. Now, certainly, Kyle, with all the information that we're getting, tonight and what's come out here about the investigations, the dual investigations on Comey and what he allegedly has done with releasing classified information and with Ilhan Omar and with what's going on there, active investigations going on. A lot of people are reacting right now because they're thinking, oh, yeah, we got him now, we got him now. Well, not necessarily, but just the fact they're being investigated, anybody that's running against them, anybody immediately has stepped up the totem pole, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, because again, these issues are out there. Certainly, Comey will be out there trying to sort of spin all this, but Omar, I think, has a very tough row to hoe, because there is a timeline. You know, she's called a lot of these things baseless, we understand, but she'll have, the proof will be in the pudding. She'll have to answer to her constituency. If it truly is baseless, it shouldn't be too hard to go out and show that, but she's going to have to convince her constituency, the voters.
Right, and Dee Dee is saying that that's the best news she's had in a while, talking about what we just mentioned. And oh, by the way, there was another graph that came out yesterday, which should be spread high and wide all around the country. It was about the average unemployment rate by president during the first 35 months of the term, comparing Donald Trump with other presidents. It starts out like this. Ronald Reagan was at 9%. George H.W. Bush was at 5.9%. Bill Clinton was at 6.2%. George W. Bush was at 5.5%. Barack Obama was at 9.3%. Now, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, 35 months in, 3.9%, outshines every other person that's there. Nobody's even close to him, not even close to him, with what he's done in terms of the unemployment rate and putting people back to work.
Well, isn't that something? And, of course, even going back to the Reagan, the first term of the Reagan administration, by this point, as the campaign would be heating up, Ronald Reagan was able to go to the American people and say, it's morning in America, and he had that level of unemployment comparatively to current days. But President Trump, Captain, is in many ways doing exactly what a lot of people thought would happen if he was able to bring his expertise to the office, and that is we're seeing people go back to work. We're seeing these great big trade deals be done. We're going to see effects that we're not looking for over 5 or 10 years necessarily, but we're looking at major effects over the next 2 years. Can you imagine what things might be like heading in from October into November of this year? It's going to be great.
By the way, you know that Pentagon request, and we talked about the $7.2 billion that was released by the judge?
Right.
For the wall?
For the wall, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Pentagon gets a request now to build another 270 miles of border wall. How about that?
Well, and that's another thing. Again, what the voters see, and even people who may not have voted for Donald Trump in 2016, they now have a chance to see the record. They know that Trump promised things like the wall and these kinds of things, and that he's not taking no for an answer. I think that resonates with voters very strongly.
Now, we got an interesting situation again yesterday where little old Jim Acosta, CNN reporter, was in the White House, and the president had one of those impromptu press conferences where he invited the press into the Oval Office, and Jim Acosta got a little bit testy. The president got testy back and put Acosta back in his place again, which I think is great.
Well, yeah, it seems like Jim Acosta just never sort of learns, you know, that if he keeps crossing Trump like that, especially in these kinds of situations, he's not going to come out on top. And Trump's always going to be able to best him, I think.
Well, he's trying to get his own individual talk show on CNN or wherever. That's what he's doing. That's why he's trying to make himself the story all the time. But the second thing was, Senator Martha McSally, who's not a very tall lady, she's a very petite gal, she's a former pilot, combat pilot. She was walking down the hallway, and again, one of these CNN antagonistic reporters stuck a microphone in front of her face, and she was walking down the hall and asked her some sort of ridiculous question about impeachment, and She says, let's see what she says, I'm not talking to you, and then she used some sort of phrase, and what was the phrase?
Liberal hack.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you, you liberal hack. You're a liberal hack, and walked in your office, and then right away, Wolf Blitzer says, well, she needs to apologize. That wasn't very nice.
Well, you know.
I don't think so. Because the guy that did that was a liberal hack.
Well, exactly. And a lot of times, and see, this is what's happening these days. We're seeing more and more of this antagonistic sort of attitude. A lot of times it's very disrespectful. It's some kind of moment to go viral, this kind of thing. But she sort of reversed the process. It went viral on Senator McSally's, favor. And a lot of people out there, Captain, are that's resonating with them as well.
Now, a couple things real quick. Mexico has blocked hundreds of Honduran migrants from coming into the U.S., Mexico. And again, that's part of those troops that are down there that they put to block them.
Well, right, yeah, we've seen this developing as the Honduran migrants came across the border in Guatemala, we understand, and so this is something, and the Mexican government, I think, is at the very least trying to make sure that this issue doesn't start up again, because then they have a lot of people in their own country that now they have to find some sort of disposition for.
And the other thing is the TSA announced yesterday that in 2019, a record 4,432 guns were taken into custody at airports, some of them loaded.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that is...
How stupid is that?
Well, yeah, I know. It's incredibly stupid for people to try to bring weapons aboard an aircraft like that. I can't even imagine where you start with that. But at the very least, we're seeing a lot of these confiscations.
Yeah. And finally, the FBI is now going to tell the states involved of the local election breaches in their states. They're finally going to come up and say something, because up until now, some of the states did not know where the breaches were. They were just told, you got to do this, this, and this, but not told why or where.
Well, right, exactly. And with all this talk that we've ever heard about Russian interference or foreign interference and so forth, where somebody's attacking our democracy, the one thing that we, I think, could all agree on, but of course it's always in some partisan thing, especially from the Democrats, but if we can plug up the holes or these kinds of things that go on in these elections, then we're going to have better and fairer elections. It remains to be seen, of course.
Yeah. Now, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, being how this is Friday, we'll see you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Take care.
Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Now, keep in mind that we're coming back right after this break. And don't forget, coming up Tuesday, January 21st, we'd love to see all of those that can be at the Manatee County Fair for the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. It is free. Admission is free to get in. There's going to be a Veterans Parade at 6 p.m. Everybody assembles at 5:30 over at all the veterans that are going to march or be pushed in a wheelchair or whatever at 5:30 p.m. And parade starts at 6 and the event starts about 7 o'clock in the Veterans Hall at the fairgrounds. That's the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Daryl Worley will be there. The song, Have You Forgotten? Jessica Lynch will be there, former POW. And I'll be there, as well as other dignitaries. I'll be up on stage giving everybody an attaboy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just run, bandit, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got to run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound.
Jerry Reed, the theme from Smokey and the Bandits, and he's up there swimming one of those clouds with old Fred in the front seat, the Basset Hound, and the Bandits up there up front, and Frog, well, we don't know about Frog, and of course the Sheriff is chasing them all around there. That's the theme from Smokey and the Bandit, and of course that is our music this hour to bring you in on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll get going here because we got a real, real mess and a big-time snowstorm coming across from Texas. We got snow all the way down towards Midland, Texas, all the way up to the Canadian border. So here I go. We'll start with a sprawling winter storm creating hazardous travel conditions from the plains into the northeastern U.S. throughout the weekend. Now, areas of moderate to heavy snow are forecast over much of the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings in several areas, I'll get to that in a minute, the Great Lakes and the interior northeast and northern New England. Freezing rain is expected from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley and the middle Atlantic region, and that's indeed what's happening right now. That's why I said, Terry, when you were telling me it was 20 degrees, guess what? You got weather coming your way, my friend. It's probably going to be there sometime during the day or maybe tonight, but it's coming your way. Make no mistake about it. So here we go. I'm going to start from the north and go to the south. North Dakota, you've got snow halfway across the state. So from about Bismarck east all the way to the Minnesota line, you've got snow. South Dakota, you've got snow pretty much halfway across the state again. The eastern half, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, winter storm warning all the way over into Minnesota and down into Nebraska, the eastern half of Nebraska, snow all the way through there. Kansas, most of the state of Kansas, snow. I'll get over to Colorado in a minute. Down in Oklahoma, the panhandle of Oklahoma from Amarillo all the way over to Tulsa and Oklahoma City, snow. And if it's not snowing over in eastern Oklahoma yet, it will be. Or you'll get freezing rain, one or the other. Now, Texas. Wow. Amarillo, Lubbock, all the way down to Midland, Texas. You've got snow, flurries and snow, general snow tonight through that area. You've also got some very windy conditions in southeastern New Mexico over there by east of Ruidoso over towards Roswell. Now, up in, and I'll go back up north now out of New Mexico and then go north out of there. New Mexico, you've got snow in general across the upper half of New Mexico. Albuquerque, you've got a winter storm warning all around you. The higher mountains, the Four Corners section out there out east of Albuquerque, up on the mountaintop, a winter storm warning. Things are going to get really shaky up there east and west out through the Indian Reservation to the west of Albuquerque tonight in a higher elevation. So be careful. Now, coming up into Colorado, you've got snow up and down I-25. Now, it's kind of spotty in the southern end of the state, but that may change. You've got a winter storm warning in the southwestern mountains of Colorado tonight. General snow around Denver, north and south, and to the west up over Eisenhower. Nothing serious yet, just general snow, dusting of snow. You've got snow going up into Wyoming. You've got high winds out in eastern Colorado and western Kansas and the western tip of Nebraska, high winds up there. You've also got some snow up there right now between Laramie and Cheyenne. And going further north, the temperature drops. Bottom comes out of everything. By the time you get up into about half of Montana, you're going to have some really, really cold temperatures. All right, let me go west. Let me go over towards Washington State. You've got some general snow flurries tonight up on top of Snoqualmie, the mountains down south into towards Oregon. You've got general snow from Portland south down towards about 100 miles into Oregon, over into Idaho. In southeastern Washington State, you've got a general snow there coming down several inches tonight. South of Coeur d'Alene all the way down to Boise, including Boise, all the way into the southwestern corner of Montana, on down through Utah, Salt Lake City, general snow in the area of Salt Lake City and Ogden and Provo, and over east towards Wyoming on I-80. You run out of it by about the time you get to Rollins. High winds behind it down towards Las Vegas and Nevada. You got snow right there along the Lake Tahoe section south down towards the Nevada-California line. Down in the mountainous areas there, the Sierra Nevadas, winter storm warning again all the way down into the San Bernardino Mountains and the higher elevations of Southern California. You'll be getting a dusting of snow tonight. Now, Lake Ontario, lee shore of Lake Ontario, upstate New York only. From about Rochester over to Oswego up to Watertown, it is snowing in that area right now. You have got very cold temperatures in upstate New York through the Adirondack Mountains, through Vermont, through New Hampshire, through Maine. You've got snow way up in the north, way in the northern tip of Maine, Presque Isle up in that area. You've also got some rough sea conditions coming down the eastern seaboard from Maine all the way down to about Jersey, so be advised of that. Now, the fog tonight is still down in the south. We do have some scattered rain in Mississippi and parts of Arkansas. That rain could turn, with the temperatures dropping down, that rain could turn and become freezing at any time, especially in Tennessee, where Terry was telling us it was 20 degrees up there in Nashville. There is a possible getting some sort of freezing mist or sprinkles or whatnot starting during the course of the night. Now, there is some fog right now in Louisiana, western central part of Louisiana, over towards Beaumont and over towards Houston. It's kind of patchy. It's not consistent. But that big storm, okay, if you're on I-80, I-90, I-94, I-70, I-64, I-40, I-35, I-25, I-55, I-59, 57, I-65, and you go, and I-75, and you go far enough to the north, coming out of the south, you will run into snow by the time you get up into the area of Kentucky and Missouri. There's a lot of snow tonight in Missouri, just a general snow coming down. But behind it, you have got some winter storm warning areas in Kansas that comes over into a little bit of Missouri right now, and that's all moving to the east. And again, like I said, Minnesota, you're under the gun. Minnesota's got a winter storm warning all through the state. Northwestern part of Wisconsin, winter storm warning. the eastern third of South Dakota, winter storm warning. The northern part, northern half of Iowa, winter storm warning, all the way over to the Illinois line. And all that stuff is moving to the east. So be advised, it's going to be around for a while. And it will go into the northeast and be around over the weekend. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. And Pilots and Flying J's, that can be a real help to you when you get the bad weather like this, because you're going to find out that the pilots are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The Pilot Travel Centers have got some really good stuff going on there. You could have one that's got a McDonald's in it. You could be at one that's got a Wendy's in it. You could be at one that's got an Arby's in it. You could be at one of the ones that's got a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or get this, even a Dunkin' Donuts that gives you a breakfast and a lunch and a light dinner menu as well. And, of course, if you're at a Flying J, you're always going to get the sit-down benefits of a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill restaurant, too. And the bigger ones have also got another place in there. Could be Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, something like that, but they've usually got something else around the big cities. So, don't forget to tell them, Pilots and Flying J's, the captain sent you, because on the third watch, you'll get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. And if you get one of those mugs, they treat that as a refill. If you get one of those Flying J or one of those Pilot mugs, they treat that as a refill. So there you go. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour news. And again, be careful out there if you're on the highways and byways. And if you want to opine, you can either do it off the Facebook page, the Messenger, or you can call the show at 877-969-8600. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.